You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 20 till 11 on this Tuesday, October 3rd, which means it's time for Valley Talk. And we have multiple guests. We have some special guests here on hand. We have Linda Morgan, and then we also have our homecoming king and queen from Crookston, Isaac Tomford and Hallie Winjum. So everyone, how are you guys doing on this Tuesday morning?
Really good.
Yes, I'm excited to be here.
Yep, it's a good chance to talk.
So, Linda, we'll start with you before we get to the homecoming king and queen. Linda, so we were talking before, and we were trying to put a figure out what exactly do you do, and try and figure out a good word or a good way to summarize everything that you do at the school, because you do quite a lot.
Yep. And I enjoy that very much. I've been 13 years Leo Club advisor, and then the last 6 years prom advisor and student council advisor. So yeah, it's been fun, and it kind of all works all together for me because I know the kids, and I work really well with all of them. So
I believe Isaac summarized it as the Funtivities director. Is that a pretty good summary?
I try.
So homecoming week, there's obviously a lot going on. Every day there's a different theme and stuff. Right. So you want to go over what's going on this week?
Absolutely. So yesterday we had PJ Day, and that was really fun. It was nice to see all the kids and staff have their PJs on in one form or the other. And then we had our coronation at 1 o'clock. And so that's why I brought the king and queen here with today. Mm-hmm. And a great group of kids on the royalty court. And so that was a lot of fun. And so, yeah, so we got that done. And then today is twin dual day. And I see a lot of twins T-shirts and all that around, and I see different things. A lot of the middle school teachers wear their twins T-shirts and stuff like that. So that's kind of fun, and that's kind of nice that they have a playoff game today. So that kind of mm-hmm. that's fun there, too. Wednesday is biker versus surfer day. And so it'll be very interesting to see what the kids do for that. And then we have our powder puff, and this has been a thing every year. I think maybe we had to cancel 1 year because of a winter storm or something like that. I think that might have happened there in October, so it can happen. Yeah. So we have our powder puff for the girls, 9th through 12th grade girls, and we have the who do I start with first? The 9th grade girls play against the 12th grade girls, and then we have the 11th play against the 12th, and then the winner of that is for the championship there. So it's lots of fun, and we kind of changed it up last year as doing it during school. So we were starting at 1 o'clock, and we have, so the kids from the school can come out and participate. And last year was so nice. It was like 75, 80 degrees. Had to have lots of water out there. And so it worked out really nice. And it's kind of nice for, you know, for also for parents to come and watch too, maybe take a little break from their work and stuff like that. So that seemed to work out really nice for that. Thursday is our Color Wars Day. And each grade has a different color. The 12th grade is black. I can go through them. Black, and the 11th grade is white. 10th is blue. 9th is red. 8th is yellow. And 7th is green. And since we have the 6th grade up there, they are orange. And the staff is purple. Last year I changed it for a different color. So we're all wearing purple and with a little pink in there, I guess. Mm-hmm. So is that that. So what we're doing, we started this last year too, and it worked out really nice, is that we decorate in the morning. The kids check in to first hour, and then the teachers take them out to the hallways and by their lockers, and we have to find out exactly where their lockers were. Some of these kids do not use their lockers. Mm-hmm. So they will be doing that, and that's going to be just for the 9th and 12th grade. They'll be decorating their hallways. The middle school will be doing some similar to that. And they're in the area too. And then after that, we're going to go play some boys volleyball, and that's always a hoot. Mm-hmm. And again, the format will be 9th versus 12th, 10th versus 11th, the championship, and then who's ever the overall championship will play in the staff. Mm-hmm. So usually you get four games in there, so within an hour. And I do have help from, you know, Hardy and to Boyk, and to get the everything set up. The volleyball girls are the refs and all that kind of stuff. So we only have one senior that's a volleyball player this year, so the rest will be helping out with that. And so that's usually fun. And then off for the day we go. And then Friday, here we go, Pirate Pride Day. And so what I'm going to first start out with is taking the kids, the royalty court, right away in the morning to Washington. And we're going to start with Washington and have the little kids see him and the teachers and go in the gym. And I think they might be asked a few questions that kind of gave them a hint of what they may be asked. And so we're over there for a few minutes. And then we're going to run over to Highland and see all those kids there. And then after that, we'll go to Cathedral. And then the very last spot is the Villa. They like to have us come over there and just to say hi and go through there. So, and then back to the school, and the Pep Fest is at 2 o'clock. So, and then football game is at 6 o'clock, and we're going to have our queen and her court be announced with their fathers during halftime, and the band will be playing about 3 songs, I believe. So that'll be really nice to have a little show in there too. And then the dance is with the Undertakers. It seems to be a favorite of the kids. So that's the 9th through 12th from 9 to midnight. And yeah, so that wraps up the week. I feel like I've been doing most of the talking
now,
but we're good. Yeah, it's just a very exciting week, and it's really fun to see the kids. It's nice to get a couple weeks of school in there and then have like this happen. So everybody's in a ritual there. So lots of fun.
Yeah, yes. A lot of fun that is coming up for the kids over there at Crookston. So let's talk about some of the kids that are here with us. So we have Isaac and Hallie, the homecoming king and queen. So first off, for both of you guys, when you guys found out you guys were homecoming king and queen, what was going through your guys' minds?
You know, I'll go first. honestly, I was not expecting to be the king. You know, there's so many hockey kids that I was thinking that would go for, you know, Carter and Jackson Reese. But I was very surprised, and I felt really appreciated being chosen king. So that was just really cool for me to get this opportunity to be kind of a role model in the school.
Yeah, I was very shocked as well. Both the boys and the girls on the court this year are just a very strong group of leaders and role models for our school. And so I knew it could have been any one of us up there because we would represent the school well. And I was just excited to receive the queen and the crown. And so thank you to my classmates. And yeah, it was a very fun day to celebrate with that group of 10 students. And yeah.
You guys are both very involved in the school. You guys do a lot of activities. So what all do you guys do?
Well, so some things, I play tennis, I play basketball, and this year, in the past 2 years, I've been managing the girls' tennis team. It's been really fun just being involved in sports and going out to sporting events. But just some other things that I do, Linda made Brandon Tanquist and I co-presidents of the Leo Club, so I think that's really cool.
There's a story behind that.
Yeah. it's really cool to, you know, again, take up a leadership role in the school. Some other things, you know, I'm active in the Leo Club, so I do a bunch of projects there. Trying to think of some other things. I'm in orchestra. Yep, I play the cello.
Oh, fun!
I've been doing that since fourth grade. You know, it's pretty cool to be able to, you know, I feel like I'm musically inclined, so it's good to be able to just get some music in every single day.
Yeah, what led you to choose the cello?
Well, my mom used to play the cello, actually. Okay. She encouraged me to join orchestra, and I just saw all these instruments. You know, I'm like, you know, cello just seems pretty cool. And you know, my mom had some influence on me, but, you know, overall, I think I made the choice pretty good.
That's wonderful. And Hallie?
Good job, Isaac. so, yeah, I'm on the tennis team right now, which is my fall sport. And then winter, I play basketball. And then to finish off the year, I'm in track and field. And, yeah, I love my sports, so I've been doing those for most of pretty much my whole high school career. And then I am also in Leo Club with Isaac, and it's very fun to serve our community and get out there. And Linda does a great job organizing many things that we have the opportunity to participate in. And then I'm on the student council, so I get the chance to kind of help Linda plan lots of these activities, and it's fun to have a say, and you can kind of hear the students, like, what went well in the past years and what didn't, and then we're able to have a voice for our fellow classmates and speak up for them and try to think of fun activities. And then I'm not in orchestra, but I'm in band, and so I play the trumpet. And yeah, like Linda said, they do have a performance for halftime at the football game, and I sadly won't be able to join them because I'll be dressed up for the court, which I'm excited for, but I've been able to watch them practice this week, and I think it'll be a good one, and they've been sounding good and looking good out there, so make sure to show up for the game on Friday because it'll be a good show.
Everyone's going to be there.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll be carrying that as well, so if you want to watch on our YouTube stream, we'll be having that up as well and carrying it on the radio.
Perfect.
Too. So a lot of ways how you can take in the homecoming game. You know, you've been injured a little bit, and you've had a really good attitude, you know, especially because it's your senior season. And I just think that's worth noting that you've had a really positive attitude, and it's definitely resonated with the other people, I believe, in the school.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep my head up. I mean, at first it definitely was hard news to take in, but this community and my friends and family have been super helpful and part of the reason that I've been able to stay positive and keep moving forward because they've surrounded me with so much support and love, way more than I could have ever asked for. So yeah, I really gotta thank the supporting group that I have behind me because they're the ones that have been keeping me up and positive.
Yeah, that's great that you can lean on those other people, but it's also, you know, it takes a lot, you know, to be very mature about it and have a very open and happy attitude about it, you know, taking something that's negative and turning it into a positive. Speaking of some positive things, you guys have some college plans, I believe.
Yes.
So let's hear about those.
Go for it, Isaac.
So for a few years now, I've been feeling a call towards ministry. You know, God just changed my life a few years ago, and he delivered me from those, from the sinful nature that I am as a human. So he's been calling me to, you know, just spread the gospel and the good news. So looking into colleges and how I can prepare myself for that, I'm looking at University of Northwestern down in St. Paul. I have a few friends that went down there and they've been saying awesome things. And I decided to go for biblical and theological studies. Maybe I might change my major to ministry. Who knows? I just want to dive deeper into the word and find out more about God's character in that way. But along with that, I just love tennis. So I also have an awesome opportunity to play Division III tennis down there. And who knows, maybe I'll play varsity, maybe I won't. It doesn't matter as long as I'm just moving on and playing more tennis.
Yeah. And then I have committed to play basketball here at the University of Minnesota Crookston. So I'll be staying in this great town of Crookston, and I can't wait to start playing basketball again. And this community is excited for me, which has been super fun to hear from many community members. And so I'm not exactly planned out as Isaac. He's got it all figured out. It's so nice.
I'm a planner.
I have been debating some majors, not completely sure on what I'll decide, but I know I want to play basketball, and I'm excited to be a part of the team there at the University of Crookston.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, sometimes you find all that stuff out at college, right? You go in there, and it's like, oh, I have no idea what I'm going to do, and then you find a class and you're like, oh, wow, that's what I want to do. So it ends up working out sometimes going in there undecided, and that's okay. So a lot of great things there. You guys have both mentioned Leo Club and some activities that go on. So you guys want to talk a little bit about what you guys do in Leo Club and what activities you guys plan and all that?
Yeah. You know what? We're actually doing
right
this.
Right after this.
Yeah, right after this, we have home-delivered meals. So we go to Riverview and we pick up some hot and cold food that are in some coolers, and we go on different routes going to assisted living homes, just different houses throughout Crookston, and just people who would rather eat in than go out and or make their own food. It's really helpful.
Yeah, that's a fun one that I like to participate in. We get out of school for a little bit and deliver some meals and then get some lunch of our own. And another one that I enjoy participating is going, a lot of teachers at like Highland Elementary ask for help in the classroom. And if any students have a free hour or time that they can get out of class, we like to send students over and help either in projects or in just everyday classes like math or reading. And I think it's really fun to kind of just to bond with the younger students of Crookston. And a major I've been debating is elementary education, so it kind of helps get a view into that world, and that's a fun project that Leo Club provides for us.
Yeah, those are some really cool projects and activities, and, you know, just keeps going to show that, you know, the character of you guys and everyone involved in the club is very good people that that the school is turning out. So it's definitely good to see that you guys are involved in those type of aspects as well.
Yeah, 100%. You know, Our Leo club for Crookston has been named the number one Leo club in the world for how many years?
33 years.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's a long time. But honestly, we couldn't do it without Linda. She is the Leo club director, and you know, she does an awesome job organizing all these things, and you know, all we need to do is be willing to help out. So she does an awesome job. So thank you, Linda.
Very nicely said, Isaac. Thanks.
We're up to 80 members right now, so that's good. So not everybody's busy with it, but it's nice that my second year I was here, I had it just changed to have them letter. And because not everybody's in sports, but I thought this is another incentive for the kids. And so I started with 10, but before COVID, things changed. So we're down to, if kids do 8 projects in a year, they will letter with Leo Club. Mm-hmm. And they get a nice patch and a pen and then actually a letter from me. So, and that's just I think it's fun to see and hand those out at the end of the year, the kids that do participate with that. So.
Yeah, 100%.
Final question for Hallie and Isaac. Responsibilities of homecoming king and queen, what are they?
You know what, Hallie, you go first.
All right. Well, Linda listed some of them at the beginning. She likes to keep us busy this homecoming week, but I'm really looking forward to it because it's our final one here at the high school, and so might as well go all out and stay active. But I know on Friday we'll be going to a lot of the elementary schools and kind of speaking and answering any questions that they have for us, and then the villa after that as well. And Friday night, I'll be out on the football field in my dress. I'm hoping it's not too chilly out there because I'd like to stay warm. And, yeah, we'll cheer on. There's a lot of sports activities going on. I'm pretty sure we're going to EGF to watch the boys' soccer tonight. And
yep.
Just kind of cheer on any sports going on and, yeah, stay active during the week.
Yeah, it's just good to, as, you know, the homecoming court and the king and queen, it's good to show up in support of, you know, the whole school, and going to sporting events, going to Washington, Highland, Cathedral, the Villa, all of that. It's just good to be active in the community, you know, and it's good to set an example for the future homecoming court to just to be good role models for the school and to you know, be good leaders for Crookston High School, especially as seniors.
And it does get a bit competitive this week, so yes. I'm expecting or I'm hoping the seniors kind of win Powder Puff and volleyball and we take the victory home on everything this year.
Seniors need to win the volleyball tournament this year.
It's our time
to
shine.
A little competition in there between especially the juniors and seniors, so it's scary a little bit too.
Last year was intense.
Yes. We gotta rein it in a little bit, maybe not though. You never know.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's all about competing, especially if you have two competitors right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the competitive juice is flowing. It doesn't matter what it is. As soon as you get into it, you want to win.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know it.
Linda, quickly, what are some other things coming up in the school before we let you guys go?
Yeah, October is pretty busy here. Once we get done with homecoming here, which is busy, we have I'm just trying to think here. We're helping with the books. We have MEA weekend, and usually we help with the books and book fair over at Highland. But our biggest thing is for Leo Club is our Halloween night food drive. And I know we'll be talking with you later with that. And we used to do a couple different things with that. But since after COVID, we've just done where people drop it off in the parking lot, which we are going to do too. But last year I started to get the kids out in the community, and we're going to do that this year too. We just have like 20 different routes or maybe even 30 routes. So the kids go and pick up canned goods. And this community is so good of giving. And they just leave them out in a bag or whatever. And then our Leo Club picks them up and we take them to the Care and Share food shelf for this year. So we have just a lot of little projects going on, you know, like we go to the schools and everything like that. But coming up for October is our big thing, is at the end of the month there.
Well, Linda, Hallie and Isaac, thank you very much for joining us on Valley Talk. Hallie and Isaac, I sense some very bright futures for you guys
for
ahead
us.
Of you.
Yeah, thanks for having
and
us.
And congratulations again for being homecoming king and queen. And Linda, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us here. Absolutely.
All right. So those were your homecoming king and queens here on this Valley Talk on this Tuesday, October 3rd. As